Hello and welcome to BB on Blast with me, Lindsay. God, there's quite a lot to cover actually. There's a double eviction, there was all sorts of stuff. I'm really behind the curve this week. I've not even watched The Diary Room, so I've not listened to any podcast either, so this is purely from my own brain, so God knows what's going to come out. But let's have a look. Oh yeah, so the last bit was when Jason did that veto speech and went, everybody knows. It was like, Jason, somehow he came out of that double eviction unscathed, God knows how. But that was quite funny because I got to see like the aftermath of that when they're all in the garden and then the ball smashers come out and they're like, why did you do that? And Justin was all like, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. And he called them suckers when he walked out. I enjoyed that. It was good. I watched it on the quad cam. It's good on the quad cam when there's like two conversations going on. You're trying to listen to one and the other one's going on. It's like, it's confusing, but it's like when someone's talking about something interesting at work and you're trying to pretend you're not listening and you're talking to someone else, but you've got half an ear over there. I quite like it. The celebratory dinner was mentioned again. That's probably my favourite gate of the season, celebratory dinner gate. Morgan stuck up for herself while in the garden, I thought. I like Morgan, I like the way she sticks up for herself. And then Jason said to Morgan, you're not going home, Alex is going home. You're going home! Shades of old man Jerry there. For the eviction, I've put Jason was done up with a side parting and a pink shirt. Hey, he looked like a little schoolboy going to church. There was a few eeks and cheeks going on. Morgan had like a pink asymmetric dress on. She looked like Michelle Obama or something. Alex wearing a dress that looked like a bit of old China. Whitney was wearing purple lace. Halloween's over. Alex, she fucked up her speech. She tried to call back the old Hippocrates, which didn't work the first time, so it was stupid to bring up again. And then she's like, oh, I fucked up my speech. Insert Bob Marley quote here. Which one? I shot the sheriff. I wish I knew more Bob Marley quotes. I could have made that a lot funnier. Morgan's speech was strong. She put everyone on full blast. Fucking Alex is meant to be the true gamer. Morgan is a much better gamer than Alex. She said, Jason, the real twist of this game is if something came out of your mouth that was true. And then she said, Whitney, I will have a celebratory dinner when the misfits kick you out first. And thus it was so. And Jason said it was the most lit speech of the season. And it was. It was really good. That was a good speech. Alex should be ashamed of herself, but proud of her sister. Oh, Shelby was wearing a dress also. It had tassels on it. I didn't mind that. Tassel's not normally good, but she was making it work. Alex got evicted. Oh, never mind. She said, no hard feelings. Well, Jason said, all respect to you. Yeah. And Alex said, good luck to everyone, which is a bit like saying good luck to absolutely no one. Shelby and Morgan were crying, very, very upset. So then we had the second part of the double eviction. If you can hear something in the background, by the way, it's my cat having a wash. Do you have to? I'm trying to do a professional podcast here. Okay. not that professional. So I've said it's kind of a crappy double eviction because it wasn't. What was it? There was no veto. You don't get any Julies. It's pretty rubbish. There was no America's nomination. No America's eviction vote. The care package is the veto. So the next HOH task was BBSN, which was the Big Brother Shopping Network. Oh, I wonder how long it took him to think of that name for it. Items for sale were the BB bug necklace. It's a bit of white chain. What was that for? Tokens and St. Clementine of Augustine's hairbrush. Woo! I can't remember what she was called. And then I'm back, bitches. Rachel came in to host the HOH. Woo! Wonder how much they had to pay her for that. Always nice to see Rachel in the Big Brother house, isn't it? Unless you're Reagan. or Ian Terry trying to get a nice video message from his parents. I can't remember really what Rachel did. Oh, she stood by a hedge. And she doesn't look as good as she used to. I miss her old red hair. The HOH comp went to a tie break and Danielle won. Danielle is a bit of a comp beast, but Shelby, unfortunately, is the bigger comp beast at the moment. So Danielle was HOH, but because of the fucking care package, she got fucked again. Didn't she get fucked on her last HOH as well? So Morgan got the veto. Was that what was in the care package? Why did Morgan get it? America, you're schizo. Why give Morgan the veto 1 week and then nominate her the next week? Ugh, I don't understand. So Morgan got the veto. I put probably because of Jason being such a cunt. That's true, because he's been like, everybody knows. I've still not seen Jason twitching for fags because I've not watched any live feed. Can someone send me clips of Jason putting on his nicotine patches? Is he reporting back bad dreams? Or I want to hear all about it. So, yeah, Danielle wasn't too happy because OHH got fucked up. And Morgan's veto saved her and Shelby. I can't remember how that worked, but who am I to argue with Big Brother's rules? So Danielle had to put one of Whitney, Justin, Jason or Chrissy. Well, who's only been in the jamboree about 3 minutes and who was previously head of the ball smashers? Whitney, it's time to go. So Danielle put up Whitney and Justin. Oh, were they having it off? They weren't, were they? Because Whitney had a boyfriend. Oh my God, but the weeping and wailing about Whitney. Who'd have thought anyone cared about Whitney that much? When when they're in the bathroom and Jason's like crouched down by Danielle and was just crying, like his face was a picture. It was fucking hilarious. Honestly, I doubt if Whitney's own parents care about her this much. So Morgan didn't use the veto, so it was still Justin and Whitney out there. Did you notice also they were in the same clothes like from the day before? Maybe it was just the same day. Continuity, I don't know. It's like the Simpsons, everyone's wearing the same thing. Danielle said she wanted to play an honest and loyal game, so she broke the tie to evict Whitney. Oh yeah, because the ball smashers put up, oh fuck off, you know. Well explained. And then, oh, Whitney said in her interview she's invited to New Orleans by Justin, but her boyfriend is not invited, so I think that answers that question. Now this is a bit from the live feed highlights. I think Justin is starting to believe his own hype. It's a bit like Nikki Graham when she was on BB All Stars, and she said, I'm a legend. I think Justin's getting like that, like, I want to make a pizza, yeah, has now turned into a song about ice cream cookies and you're not allowed to talk about production, stop that. Although admittedly that is quite a good song, but it's like meta, isn't it? It's like looking in a mirror and a mirror and a mirror. Justin knows too much. Yeah, it's like Paul and his catchphrases, like, you know, never cared and all that. It's you just become like a cartoon character, mind you they're still good characters. So next HOH, god, rattling through it, not me, Big Brother, was the Laser HOH. Not only was it beset with technical difficulties, it was also really fucking boring to watch. I couldn't work out what was going on. And I did watch the, well, actually I didn't watch the whole thing, I watched a bare chunk of it. It was boring. It looked like something out of the Crystal Maze, but you couldn't really work out. These comments where, like, you can't tell what's going on, what's the point? And it's just, they reveal the times at the end. It's boring. I've said, I like the way Jason pronounces button. He does pronounce that well. Oh, and they had to wear these sunglasses like, you know, your dad used to wear in the 80s, like those mirrored ones. Surprised they didn't make them wear bum bags as well. So Jason and Shelby had the technical difficulties and they had to do a face-off, a redo. Julie says she's going to give them a care package in a week. Why a week? This is classic. The BBOTT was actually like made proper news because of Donald Trump. It was so good because I actually got some people to watch like 3 minutes of BBOTT, the clip where they reveal to the house that Trump that Trump is the president is quality 3 minutes of TV. I like, are you joking? Where was all my lesbian brothers and sisters at? can we stay in here for another 4 years? What the fuck happened, America? There were so many good quotes. Just the faces, the open mouthed, the just disgust. Shelby started crying. It was just brilliant. It was just, that is why I love Big Brother, because it's moments like that when it's like, that's something that we've all had a reaction to, and you get to watch a bunch of people have that reaction all at once, and they have that reaction 2 or 3 days later than everyone else. That's cool. I like the fact that they just don't know what's going on in the world, and they must just be like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell is actually going on? They're like, oh, something must have happened out there. It's like, I don't know, it's really cool. In a way, I don't think they should even be told it, because it's like outside contact and all that. But, I know, it's really good. I really enjoyed it. Oh yeah, Morgan said, a reality TV star is our president. I could maybe be president. She could at least be first lady with those clothes. That was so good. That was such a good bit of TV. You like good TV? That was good TV. So after the Emmett-style HOH redo, cheat, Shelby was the new HOH. Oh, why is Shelby winning everything these days? I think it's because she stopped acting dumb at last. I thought Jason's time was up, but actually we don't know whose time is up, but you probably will by time this to this. So the Ball Smashers said they wanted to target Jason and Danielle, as Danielle's a comp beast and she's not won a care package yet. That's a good point. Jason's moping around. Jason went and campaigned to the Ball Smashers through Justin under the bus. Ooh, he wants to do a switcheroo and work with the girls. What about last week in the Fake Ass Alliance? Everybody knows. Can't have it both ways, Jason. Then, yeah, Shelby basically said what I just said. She called him out for the Fake Alliance and being cruel and said she had no trust with him. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on George Bush. But I was surprised that she was gunning for Danielle, not Jason. Jason is clearly a bigger threat than Danielle to win at the end when America is voting. Come on. Jason said he was offering legit shit on this occasion. But he's like the boy who cried wolf, isn't he? How can you ever trust what he says? On the live feed, Danielle and Jason were discussing slitting Justin and Chrissy's throats. Just seeing the jamboree has split into Danielle and Jason and Justin and Chrissy, although Jason's trying to get back on the other side now because Danielle's probably going to go. So then Danielle went up campaigning to get Justin and Chrissy put up. And then in the diary room, Shelby said, fuck you, Danielle, after your fake deal last week. I noticed at this point that the HOH duvet looked nice. It's like kind of ivory-coloured, silky, looks like kind of vintagey. I like it. Remember when they used to do the HOH room different every week? That was nice. That was when they actually cared and had a budget. So only Justin and Danielle, they're the only two people left who are eligible for a care package. And the final care package is the ticket straight to the final four, isn't it? But they don't know that. So Justin was saying, yeah, he'll do whatever. He said, this is gravy, as long as it's not me. Jamboree is swell, but now it's every man for himself. Swell. Justin wanted to pinky swear, or like he licked his thumb. I don't know, it's like when you spit in your hand back in the day, I don't know. So then Justin went and told Chrissy about the final four deal, said that basically Justin and Chrissy have got to work with Morgan and Shelby whether they like it or not. Chrissy basically agreed, just because Chrissy just... What is the point of Chrissy? Chrissy, draw your eyebrows on first thing in the morning. I don't want to look at your face without eyebrows on. It looks horrid. Not your face, just people with no eyebrows look freakish. I had a dream I shaved off my eyebrows the other day. Weird. So this foursome, this gruesome foursome, Chrissy, Shelby, Justin and Morgan, called themselves what? Jambalaya? What is that? The Jambalaya Gang. Is that because they're jumbo liars? I don't understand that. It must be a reference to something, I don't know. Sounds shit though. It sounds even worse than the jamboree, if that's at all possible. So then Jason was in the kitchen with Justin and he's like, did you make a deal with the girls? And Justin's like, like looking everywhere other than at Jason. He's like, Well, it's complicated. Justin, terrible liar, awful. And then Jason's like, well, we all want Danielle gone, i.e. he doesn't want himself gone. And it was the usual safety ceremony. When are they going to get rid of that? Surely the time is now. So Shelby ended up putting up Danielle and Jason. Boo! It's a shame to see two true gamers like that on the block, isn't it? Ball smashers. So Danielle was seething. This is when she started to get really angry at Justin, you dig, having an easy ride. He has had a bit of an easy breezy ride, hasn't he? So is Chrissy, though. I don't like to see a black-on-black beef in the house, though. Minorities should stick together. But, I mean, she had a point. She was upset that he'd made shish kebabs. Kebabs, what? Why do you say it like that? for Shelby and Morgan, but he'd never made any for her. Oh, they look quite good, didn't they? I don't eat that, but look good. And she's like, Justin's a traitor. He's got no loyalty. He might not have any loyalty, but he's quite good at ass-kissing Shelby and Morgan now. Quite impressive, his game. And Jason comes outside and tells Justin that Danielle called him a traitor. Oh. And then Justin said, I'm voting her ass out of here. I know the difference between shit and glitter. Although, on the live feed, I heard him say, I know the difference between glitter and gold. Okay. Well, that would come in useful if you're ever buying someone an engagement ring. So he basically said, never cared about Danielle. Oh, sad. I don't like seeing Jamboree cannibalising itself. I wish it was the Ball Smashers having to do that. I suppose they already did a little bit. But, oh, I don't know. It makes me sad. I blame Trump. And then America nominated Morgan. Yay! Morgan's like, I don't understand why America nominated me. Because you're annoying as fuck. No, I kind of like Morgan, though. But I'm glad she got nominated. But, veto. So everyone played in the veto. So I only saw the veto on the highlight show, so I didn't see much of it. So there seemed to be dominoes. I didn't even know Americans had dominoes. I thought that was an English thing. And questions about, I don't know, something or other. Usual sort of shtick. And they showed the power of veto. And I noticed it was on like a little stand, like what old grannies put their like china plates on. That looked quite fancy. Like one week they couldn't even afford a freaking chain for it. This week they got it on a fancy stand. Makes no sense. But dominoes and questions. I don't know. These girls fall like dominoes. That's a sexist song. Oh God, don't sing. Please stop singing. Don't sing. Don't ever sing on the podcast. Shelby won. Shelby must be studying. She's a lawyer, so we know she's brainy. And she seems to be a physical threat. She's a triple threat. She's like Beast Mode Cowboy, but brainy. Danielle did not look too happy when the times were revealed. So Shelby could take Morgan off. So it's all Jamboree on the block. Boo! One Jamboree must go. So then Morgan came to Chrissy and Justin. No, just Chrissy, actually. With a cunning plan. I thought this was quite clever, actually. She said to Chrissy, I know how close you are to Jason. So if you and Justin throw the next HOH to me, I will target Jason. I will get their blood on my hands. And all you have to do is vote him out. I thought that was a bloody good idea. Chrissy just fucking stands there with no eyebrows on, looking like a bulldog chewing a wasp. I'm not having a go at her physical appearance. I'm just commenting on her expression, just to clarify. Then Morgan pulls out the big guns. This is the Frankie Grande, Ariana's my sister move. And says, Alex was my sister, no longer, dearly departed. And I'm telling you this to build trust. Have you ever seen anyone with less of a reaction to this news than Chrissy? She was pan-faced. I thought that the tape had got stuck. Tape, whatever, Grandma. Like, she didn't say a word. She didn't go, wow, or... I know she didn't believe it, but still, you'd be like, oh, like Scott, wouldn't you? thanks, Rob says, didn't you know for that one? Chrissy just, like, stood there. But then they show Chrissy in the diary room going, I know it's garbage. She's a terrible liar. Obviously, she underestimates my intelligence. Chrissy is such an idiot. She has got her finger so far off the pulse. Like, has she ever known what the fuck is going on in that house under any circumstances ever? She has not got a clue. She'll probably win it. No, she can't, can she? Because America votes. She's got no chance. Thank fuck. She is the proper number two goat, though. So Shelby vetoed Morgan. Boo. And there's no replacement Norm. Oh, because Morgan was America's Norm. I don't understand that loophole, but there you go. So it's Danielle versus Jason on the block. Oh, I hope you're happy, America. A black woman and a gay man. This is Trump's legacy already. like it's anything to do with America. They brought a white woman up. and then at the end of that episode, Danielle said, I don't want to fight against Jason. I think this might be my time to bow out. What? What the fuck? What are you talking about? What? I know you're friends, but get a grip, girl. You fought hard. You've won loads of HOHs. You've been quite a bad bitch at times. You've been a bit of numpty at times as well. But to go, oh, I'm just going to let Jason win. You better not. You better be fighting in the next episode. You better. Or else. So then the only other things of note were, because I've not seen the actual eviction yet, was the Jamboree were going, oh, Shelby's actually quite intelligent. She seems to know a lot about court cases. And then someone said, oh, do you think she went to law school? They're like, nah, but she's got a favourite, like, judge or Supreme Court judge or something. Is it Judge Judy? Or... and then they're going, oh, there's a bit more depth to her than we first thought. Not much. And the only other thing was I noticed Morgan had a cap, a baseball cap on, that looked like it had a uterus on the front of it. I think it was actually like a buffalo or a bull. It looks quite a lot like a uterus. I might use it as my photo, but I'm quite tempted by it. When Jason was crouching down crying. That was very good. Have used quite a lot of Jason though, but he is the gift that keeps giving. So for the international listeners, I don't know if you know, but Celebrity Big Brother is back in January. Yeah, proper programme. And it's Celebrity Big Brother All Stars. And that means the celebrities will be on. So it wouldn't be like, I don't think it would be like Helen Wood and shit. Fucking hope not. but the people they've touted so far have been awful. It's been like James Jordan. It's probably all these fucking towy half-wits like... these Geordie Short, Scotty T and all fucking fuckwits like that. Look, I don't want no loose women. I don't want any towies. I don't want any Geordie Shore. Good luck with that. I wanted Pete Burns, but he's dead. Rest in peace. And David Guest would have been good. But I want, you know, some old school CBB housemates like, you know, Barrymore, Galloway, Vanessa Fowles. Please, no more Ulrika Johnson. Stop inflicting that woman on us. You know, put Jedward back in there. Spidey, come on. There's some good Americans we need to get back in there. Austin Armacost, Gary Busey. Come on, you can make it so fucking good if you just use your imaginations. I know it's actually beyond them. Instead, it's going to be fucking Denise Welsh and fucking Carol McGiffin and, I don't know, Lauren Goodger or some shit. But anyway, if you've never watched Celebrity Big Brother, it'd probably be a decent one to watch because there'll be some all-stars in there and some shit. But hopefully no one that boring. Perez. Oh, we need Perez. We need Perez. No, Katie Hopkins, please. No, Katie Hopkins, jacuzziness, please. Yeah, you should watch Celebrity Big Brother. Actually, if you've never watched Celebrity Big Brother, go back and watch the series with... Pete Burns in, I don't know the numbers, I'm not a geek, and the series with Spidey and Rylan in, those are two legacy series, you won't regret it. So that's pretty much it for Bots. It's nearly finished, not Bots, Bot. That is confusing. When does it finish? 2 weeks' time. Shit. I must admit, my interest is waning, and I think yours is too, judging by my listening figures, although that could be partly because of me. But, I don't know, it seems long, even though it's only short. But it is nice to have Big Brother when we don't normally have it. And hopefully, when we have some Big Brother proper, it will be it'll be all good. Thank you so much for listening. I can't believe you're still listening. You must be mad. Follow me on Twitter, LightUpVM. Read my book, First Aid Kit Girl. And enjoy the eviction. Let's hope. Oh, I don't really want. Let's hope Danielle goes, because we've got to stick with our boy Jason. Thanks a lot. See you soon. Bye.